Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk. Hope you're enjoying the Book of Ruth. I know it's been a lot of fun just to go back and see the sovereignty of God, to see two ladies in the midst of grief, to see God step in and then be their redeemer, provide a way. And so it's a lot of exciting things as you look at through the Book of Ruth. I thought it was interesting as you read today, you're already in chapter 4, so you've missed, you probably read 3, but it's really cool how Ruth and this Naomi, can you imagine this conversation? Hey, Ruth, I want you to go to the threshing floor and wherever Boaz is, when he lays down, take notice of that, and then slip up there kind of quietly, uncover his feet, and then you lay there. Can you imagine what that must have been like? I would have been saying to her, have you lost your mind? There's just no way I'm going to lay at someone's feet. Amazing that Ruth is willing to do that and walk in that. And so now you pick it up in chapter 4. And so obviously we're reading the first 12 verses. So I'm kind of paraphrasing. Just want to pick out a couple of things I thought was interesting. Now Boaz realizes that this land, this widow and her daughter-in-law need a redeemer. He knows there's an individual that is before him. So there's a meeting at the gate and they sit down and have a conversation. He's with the guy that is supposed to be the redeemer, the first right of refusal. And so the redeemer says, I'll do that. I'll be the redeemer. And then he says, the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you also acquire Ruth, the Moabite, widow of the dead, in order to prenup the name of the dead in the inheritance. Then the redeemer said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I impair my own inheritance. Take my right of redemption yourself, for I cannot redeem it. Now, Boaz has the opportunity, and notice what's going to happen. Now, this was a custom in foreign times in Israel's concerning redeeming and exchanging to confirm a transaction. The one drew off his sandal and gave it to the other, and it was the manner of attesting to Israel. So no signing of documents. So verse 8, so when the redeemer said to Boaz, buy it for yourself, he drew off his sandal. Then Boaz said to the elders and all the people, you are witness of this day that I bought from the hand of Naomi all that belongs to Elimelech and all that belongs to Chilion and Mahlon. Also Ruth the Moabite woman, the widow of Mahlon, I have brought to be my wife. Wow. What a cool picture of redemption. What I thought is also really interesting, as you continue on reading, that all the people then all the people who were at the gate and elders were witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who has come into your house like Rachel and Leah. Now that's an interesting comparison, who built together the house of Israel. On the one side, when you see Rachel, you can kind of see how the house was built. On the other side, when you think about Leah, I'm not sure how much you would think about when it becomes built. Again, those are some things you can think about, you can dwell on. What do we read as chapter 4? What do we walk away from? A man, Boaz, that's willing to follow God. All right, God, I get this opportunity. I'll be the one that'll make the payment. I will take the Moabite woman. I will redeem her. I will care for the widow. I will make sure that they are provided for. I'll provide housing for them. Did he know at that point that his name was being in the line of the Messiah? Probably not. Did he know that we would be reading about his story and his trust in God thousands of years later? Probably not. Probably didn't even matter to him. This is what God has set up for us to do, so I'm just going to walk in that obedience. May we have that same opportunity today. All right, Lord, we're going to walk in obedience. We know you're sovereign. We might be grieving. We might be rejoicing. But we know that you're in charge today. And we want to do the simple things. Just trust you. Walk in your strength, in your hope, in your power. What a cool opportunity to gather around the family, around the Word of God, Ruth chapter 4. Looking forward to going in to 1 John after this. And so, thanks for joining us on this. Let's talk. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for a new day and the opportunity to serve you. Thank you for your word that you've left behind for us. May we use it to continue to grow and develop, to follow you well until we get a chance to meet you face to face. May your story of grace pour out of our lives. It's your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.